Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to all the delegates who took the floor and raised such important questions and topics. I'm not going to add on what our chair has said, but just to convey the fact that we are extremely worried, extremely desperate towards all the situations that have been described. And we are really willing to add our voice to recall that children, in any case, have to be protected in all situations, and especially in context of armed conflict, as it has been stated today. But let me answer, and sorry to pass from a very sensitive and moving topic to something which is more, procedural. Let me answer to the question of the esteemed delegate from Finland on the revision of our rules of procedure. The rules of procedure have not changed. There were a few adjustments that were made and that are announced each time that we are adopting them. It's usually to ease the work of the committee and the secretariat of the committee and try to avoid duplication of work. It has been also put in place some system to receive the complaints and to deal with them in a more effective manner. As you know, the UN system of individual complaints receive more and more complaints under the 10 international convention that it has to monitor. And receiving so many complaints entails a lot of difficulties to ensure that it is done properly. So the last change has been made to make sure that the system works well. But let me highlight the fact that the system will only be able to deliver correctly if